10 green beans.
Ready?
No. The very famous Rashi in this week's Parsha, commenting on Eliezer's recounting of his mission and what transpired to Rivka's family. Even the stam schmoozing, even the conversations of even the servants of the avos are more beloved to Hashem than the gufei Torah, the actual halachas of the Torah of their descendants. Shari parsha Eliezer kful batorah. Everything that happened to Eliezer is repeated twice. First, the Torah says what happened, and then the Torah recounts how Eliezer again said everything that happens. Viharbe gufei Torah lo nitnu misa. While many halachos, the Chazal have to darsh it out from a remez, from a gzira shava, from an extra letter, from an extra word, and the Torah doesn't want to waste too many letters or words when it could hint at halachos, yet Eliezer, everything is twice. The Barbanel asks, okay, so granted that somehow it shows the madrega of the avos that even their avadim and even the sicha their avadim is so much greater, but why does it have to be repeated? Taka, the Torah still is, we do have a principle that the Torah doesn't waste words and everything is there to teach us something. So why did the Torah have to repeat it twice? And the Rabbanel suggests that it's not just, the Torah is not just telling us, I want to be machshiv, the Eved Avraham, so I'm going to repeat everything twice. But the Torah is trying to teach us something from the repetition. And he points out that even though the Torah repeats everything twice, once it happens, and again Eliezer says over how it happens, it's not actually always an accurate repetition. Not everything in Eliezer's recounting of the events is exactly the same as how it originally happened. So, for example, when Avram originally commands Eliezer, he says, I abjure you, I make you swear, I put an oath on you by Hashem, that you go to Artzi Umoladti to find a wife for Yitzhak. You go to my birthplace and my country. But when Eliezer repeats it, he says, Imlo beis avi telech vel mishpachti. Go to my father's house and my family. Instead of the country, he puts the family. And later on, when Avram says to him, Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Shelukachani mibeis avi me'eretz molati, Hashem, who took me out of my father's house and my birthplace. Eliezer repeats it and says, Hashem asher hishalachti lefanav, Hashem, whom I walked before. Meaning, one of the clear differences the Rabbanel points out is that some of the things Avram originally said to Eliezer could be taken as insulting to his family. He said, Hashem, you know how great Hashem is? He took me away from my father's house, who were a bunch of goyim over there, avodah zara and rishayim. And Eliezer, that's not a very polite thing to repeat. Hashem asher hishalachti lefanav. Avram said, go to my birthplace. He didn't say, necessarily go to my family, that my family's so great. And he repeats it, now that Hashem helped him find a way to the family, he's always trying to be mishabach the mishpacha, and to downplay Avraham's separation from his mishpacha, and we see that in other things as well. For example, in the actual story, first Eliezer does the test, Rivka passes the test, he gives her all the jewelry and then asks what family she's from, implying perhaps that she's deserving of being chosen, regardless of what family she's from, because she's from the right country. When he repeats it over, of course, he switches the order and says, first I checked what family she's from, and then I gave her the jewelry, because of course I was looking for someone dafka from this family. It's very clear that Avram knew what he was saying, but Avram wanted to emphasize the fact that, yes, he's getting a wife for Yitzhak from his family, but he's not there. They brought him up one way, he became Baal Tshuva, he found a different way, he has very different values from his family, they're better than the Canaanim, who he lives amongst, but they're not on his derech. Eliezer comes to the family and says, you know, there's no point emphasizing this right now. It's not going to be helpful to emphasize what a low madrega my hosts are on right now. That's not going to accomplish anything good. So instead, let me emphasize their closeness to Avram and how much Avram values them. After all, he did say to go here as opposed to Mibnos Kanana Sha'anochi Yoshev Bekirbo. And really what Eliezer did here is he displayed a tremendous sensitivity that even though he and Avram's family are on a spiritual level which was so much higher than that of Lavan and Besuel, and that which even required and entailed some rejection of Avram's upbringing and of the negative values and failings of his family, Eliezer understood that that's between him and Avram. That's between him and Hashem Yisbarach. That's between him and Yitzhak and the grandchildren. But it's not sensitive and it's not polite and it's not right to flaunt that, to advertise that in the face of the family. And rather, it's always better to emphasize the positive and not the negative, and to be machshiv people, make them feel good about themselves instead of just criticizing them and making them feel bad about themselves. And many, Barbanel lists 10 differences between the way the story happened and the way Eliezer told it over, and almost all of them fit into this pattern. And I think then we can understand the Gufei Torah. There's lots of Torah that the Banim have. The Banim got this tremendous Torah, and it separates the Jews who receive the 613 mitzvahs with all the details of the Torah from all the other nations of the world. And it separates those who excel at keeping the Chaveirim, the Talmid Rachamim, those who are makbid on Kalu Kivachamura, from those who have failings and perhaps are not as dedicated and successful at keeping the Torah. But even more important than that, Ziyafa, Sichas, and Shalav, De'avos, is the lesson of how to approach that and how to go through the world and how to interact with people, remembering your Madrega and remembering your values and what's important, but nonetheless with sensitivity and with polite interactions and with not putting people down based on that. And maybe that's why Ziyafa, Sichas, and Shalav, De'avos, even Mitoras, and Shel, B'neihem.
Oh yeah. What's the number over and see?